USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump leaves the NATO summit in Brussels saying he believes the alliance is doing much better than it was before he arrived for those meetings. He says that NATO allies have agreed to step up defense spending.
We will go to much higher than 2% into the future, but right now we're getting people up to 2%, and that'll take place over a fairly short period of time, a short number of years.
A NATO spokesman says member nations had already agreed on spending 2% of GDP before the summit was held. President Trump is now in London, where he'll be meeting with the British Prime Minister. U.S. military officials say North Korea was a no-show at a meeting to discuss the return of remains of U.S. soldiers killed in the Korean War. U.S. officials reportedly waiting at the demilitarized zone when the Korean officials just never showed up. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We told you moments ago that the NATO summit in Brussels is over and President Trump has moved on to London, where he'll meet with the British Prime Minister. He'll be meeting on Monday in Helsinki, Finland, with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he looked ahead to that meeting as he was leaving the NATO summit earlier.
We'll see what happens. Just a loose meeting. It's not going to be big schedule. I don't think it should take a very long period of time, and we'll see where it leads. But it could lead to productive, something very productive, and maybe it's not. But I think meeting with people is great.
Financial disclosure forms indicate President Trump's choice for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, has spent thousands of dollars on baseball tickets. The appeals court judge racking up $200,000 in credit card debt for buying tickets for himself and his friends to see the Washington Nationals. A majority of Americans telling a Pew Research survey that Barack Obama was the best president of their lifetime. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
They haven't even recovered yet, but two movies about the dramatic rescue of the boys' soccer team and their coach from a flooded cave in Thailand are already in the works. Director John Shu announcing yesterday he'll direct a film in association with L.A.-based Ivanhoe Pictures. The film company says Thailand's Navy and government are already cooperating in its production. Yesterday's announcement coming a day after Pure Flicks Entertainment announced it's working on a film about the same subject. Authorities have arrested a California woman accused of beating a 91-year-old man on the 4th of July. USA Radio's Wendy King tells us more.
Lakeisha Jones of Los Angeles was booked for assault with a deadly weapon and is now being held in lieu of $200,000 bail. The man, Rodolfo Rodriguez, said he was out for a walk when a woman struck him with a concrete brick. Another passerby said she was almost hit by a brick as well. Investigators thought Rodriguez may have bumped into a little girl with Jones, sparking the confrontation. But Rodriguez said he bumped into no one. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a controversial art display of an American flag with large black splotches on it, no longer flying at the University of Kansas after the governor, Jeff Collier, was among those who expressed outrage. The school's chancellor says it's been moved to the campus's Spencer Museum of Art. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.